You better watch out, you better start to cry. Better not shout, I'm telling you why. Psycho City's coming to town.
Well, the skeptics and all the people have a little bit of... Let me do this again.
Oh, it's live, Hal.
And I have half the brain that you do.
Trying to make me look like a jackass.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the 26th edition of I Don't Know Shit, The Life of Times of Psycho Sid. I am your host, Brent Piles, and with me, as always, for the sit-a-thon, for the sit-along, to watch some power bonds, it's at G.A. Russell and Glenn Abbott. Glenn, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Talking to Sid, yeah, he's on the ex-Twitterverse. He said he now wants to power bomb Vince McMahon.
Oh, yeah, well, understandable. Yeah, don't we all?
Yeah.
I was going to say, please don't tell me he said he wanted a power bomb Mercedes Money. Please tell me that wasn't it, but thank God he didn't say that.
No, he didn't say that.
Vince McMahon, I'm with, 100%. Powerbomb that motherfucker time. Powerbomb him off the Empire State Building.
That's right.
Well, throw that motherfucker right off. That'd be the ultimate guide once Sid to twirl powerbomb would be fucking Vince McMahon. That'd be amazing. That would be amazing. But yeah, so we're back again. He's still in Memphis. This time he's going to have a little bit of a beef with the tag team known as the Eliminators. Glenn, are you familiar with the Eliminators?
I am not familiar with the Eliminators, no.
They were very, they're mostly known for their run in the ECW in 95 through 97. It's Perry Saturn and John Cronus. So I think
I know Perry Saturn.
Yeah, I know you know Perry Saturn. So I think he broke into the business in this tag team because they were in the USWA from 93 to 95. And then they went over to the War promotion over in Japan. I can't remember who that was owned by, but they had like some like death matches and shit, right?
Yes, yeah.
And then they were in ECW for a couple of years, and then that was it. Once Saturn left on his way to WCW, him and Cronus didn't tag anymore. So but yeah, those are the guys he's going to be kind of having a little bit of an argument with this week, and then he's going to have a little match with them with the tag team partner. This is a tag team partner we haven't seen him tag with, so it's a bit strange, but
it's interesting.
Yeah, so let's see how this whole thing progressed on there. First, Sid's going to come out and kill somebody, so that's going to be fun to watch. I don't know who this poor bastard is, but he's getting the crap kicked out of him.
It's very progressive for Memphis, Tennessee to have a black ring announcer.
I mean, if I know anything I know about the South in America, that sounds about on par. So this is like one of his favorite things to do.
Yeah.
Just take the guys over to the announce table.
Join the announce table and then whipping them.
To call that announce table, though, is like being very keen to it, because that's definitely not a table. It's like a step stone or something.
Yeah, I think it's a trestle table.
Yeah, it kind of looks like what you would see in a church, maybe.
Yeah, or a buffet.
Yeah, exactly, or a buffet line. Yeah, you're right. All right, now he's going to scream and shout. Let's hear it.
I'm begging you to come out right now and face me, because if you face this bitches, there's only one outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And the outcome, my friend, is fatal. Again, with one outcome, just nobody. I don't believe this. I don't believe my damn eyes. Can't expect this out of you guys. See, now, you've entered the challenge. Not too fast, stupid friend.
Whoa.
I am going to take you in the ring, my friend. And I'm
going to shut down. Did you haircuts there, aren't they, with those two?
They got different weird haircuts. Of course, cronies are out here, though. Here comes the Spellbinder out here to fight these guys in fluorescent green. So, interesting hairdos. These are very up our alley hairdos.
Yeah,
on this,
they are, aren't they?
The Eliminators. I feel like they might be one of my new favorite tag teams just by the hair alone. They're being whipped, too, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that this guy was in TNA. The first TNA pay-per-view, this Spellbinder guy was on as Del Rio. I still can't get over it. So this is not the tag team match I was referring to, Glenn. This is just them beating these poor sons of bitches up.
You can see with this promotion, though, that no expense was paid out.
Yeah.
The production values count, yeah.
Definitely. Oh, so Sid misses the big leg drop here. Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
Fire. I can't tell.
You're going to regret that.
Yeah. I think the more slender one is Perry Saturn, I believe, and the other guy is Cronus. Yeah, it's just like I'm not used to seeing Perry Saturn with hair, so it's confusing.
No. He obviously didn't keep it for long.
No, not very long. Let's see if Sid's got anything to say after they kind of took a little bit of an ass whip in there.
Got the upper hand on him.
Yeah, he did. That didn't happen very often.
You can see that's Perry Saturn.
Though. Yeah. So apparently Perry Saturn's father hit him with the belt one time.
Yeah.
Not two times, Glenn. It was just one, single solitary time, Glenn. There wasn't more than once. It was just once, apparently. And so now he's going to Eddie Gilbert is going to be his tag team partner. Now, you may not recognize Eddie Gilbert here because he's going to have some sort of weird mask on, and apparently he lost a hair versus hair match to Brian Christopher. And so that's why he's got this whole get-up.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, very Memphis wrestling, you know what I mean?
Eddie Gilbert against Brian Christopher in a hair versus hair matchup. That is so Memphis.
So that's why he's wearing this get-up, and they're going to take on the Eliminators here. So let's have a look at it. Decent little match here, about 7 minutes long. So that's better than what we usually see, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like he's dressed like Shark Boy.
He is, isn't he? Yeah, he's a very Shark Boy-ish.
He looks very, very Shark Boy-ish. They got some guy in a Florida State Seminoles jacket and helmet wandering around the ring. His last name was Bowden, so he kept saying that he was the nephew of Florida State football coach Bobby Bowden, which I doubt that that's true, but that's what he was saying. Shark Boy now against Saturn here. I mean, that's okay. So there's Eddie Gilbert and Doug Gilbert, right?
Yes.
Are they brothers?
I don't know whether they're legit brothers or just a shoot.
Okay. Did both of them die earlier, or was it just one of them?
I don't know. Let's have a look.
I gotta say though, like I Glenn, you know, you've never seen these Eliminators guys, but if you go back and watch some of their stuff, they were a pretty freaking good tag team, and they did this awesome like finishing maneuver where they would get the guy up in the middle of the ring, and one guy would spin kick the bottom of him, and the other guy would spin kick the top of him, and they just fucking crumble him. It was just a really cool fucking finishing move. Oh, they're about to die now though. Big boot by Sid right to the gut. He knocked his ponytail off. No, he didn't.
Be funny if it did though.
Wouldn't it be if he kicked his hair right off? That would make this show.
Yeah.
If he just kicked his hair right off. Damn, he's laying those fucking kicks in. Cronus needs that helmet that guy's got on. I don't like seeing that Florida State stuff either because Florida State beat Nebraska a lot in the 90s, and so I don't like it.
Doug Gilbert is Eddie's legit Eddie's brother.
Okay. So they are really brothers. No bullshit.
Doug Gilbert is still alive. And Eddie's
so it's just okay. It's just Eddie that passed away. And like he was in his 40s, wasn't he?
Yeah, in 1995.
Yeah.
He was 61 95, so
yeah. Oh, now Sid working against Saturn here. Maybe a future WCW matchup. Who knows? Who knows, Glenn? They were together there in 2000.
Yeah.
Always tagging in Shark Boy. Shark Boy built from the deep blue sea. I'm pretty sure that's where Shark Boy was built from. If he wasn't, he shouldn't have. Had to be the deep blue sea. I'm not sure if the referees from USWA are going to referee this match or sell me a pizza.
No, it is a very unusual outfit.
It is weird. Yeah, I feel like I'm going to pick up my Domino's pizza from this guy.
Yeah.
In a weird shirt. Here we go.
So, they couldn't work out whether to go with something fancy or traditional stripes. So they went for both.
Yeah, they were like, you know what? Let's do fancy traditional stripes. This is Memphis wrestling, after all.
Yeah.
Shirt cost $10 at Walmart. That's why they got it. They were $10 at Walmart. Oh! Sid pulls the rope down. That son of a bitch.
There's a disqualification.
I don't know. Did they call for a disqualification?
No.
Oh, he throws him on the announce desk. I tried to figure out the other word that we called it, but I'll just stick with desk. We don't see Sid in the red very often. No. I think this was the first time. Is he choking him?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got some seaweed that he's choking him with. I'm just kidding. It's like... Yeah. Like, it doesn't look so much as a mask. It's just like a handkerchief that he cut fucking holes out of, threw it over his face, and then tied it on.
Yeah.
Really weird. Oh, if I was Cronus, I would have punched him right in the back. Well, you really telegraphed that fucking leg drop there. Come on, man. You're better than that. Let's get him in the corner now. What's going to happen? Oh. You took too long. He took too long. Come on, Eddie. You got to be faster than that. Come on, man. I'm telling you, these Eliminator guys are impressive, man.
I am.
I like them. Oh, we're between the legs.
But then again, you'd expect them to be.
Yeah, that's true.
With who they are.
Yeah. Well, he's working big sitting in the corner here.
They're not exactly mug jobbers in the ring, are they?
No, definitely not. I mean, they might even win this match. No, they're not going to win the match. They'll get screwed out of it.
We wouldn't have Sid losing.
Well, I mean, sometimes he does, but usually it's not his fault.
Yeah.
I think the last time he lost, it was his tag team partner's fault. I can't remember. Vader, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, he got him down. Is that going to be it? One,
two.
No, he kicked out. I'm shocked.
The referee, very slow count.
Well, it's hard to get up and down with that shirt.
Yeah. What is that idiot doing?
Now what happened? Oh, did he have something on his hand there?
Yeah.
He's got something. Oh, he's stuck in the tights.
He's got a lot of stuff tucked away in those tights.
Lots and lots of stuff, probably. So there it is. Eddie Gilbert and Sid Vicious are the winners here. Let's see if they've got any. Let's see if they've got anything to say after the match. I don't remember if they do or if they don't. It was a chain, Glenn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a rope or something earlier on.
Yeah. Maybe it's the rope he used to tie his mask on.
Yeah, maybe. Doug Gilbert.
All right, they're down here swapping around that. Now Sid Vicious takes the chain.
Oh, I'm going to tell you what right now, Glenn. We're friends, but if you got a chain in your pants and you try to put it in, you try to give it to me to put in my pants, I'm not doing that.
No.
No. Oh, they're going to attack him some more. They've got the chain.
Mm-hmm.
He, for some reason, had to hide it in his pants, even though the match was already over and it didn't fucking matter.
No. Mm-hmm.
Oh, a pal driver on old. That guy's shoe fell off, so that didn't work out for him.
No.
They're now beating these guys. Come on, you already beat them. You don't need to beat them.
It's more like Sid, though, isn't it? People up after the match.
Oh, here comes Jerry Lawler. And Brian Christopher, I don't know if he was yet being called his son on Memphis TV, but he is his son.
Mm.
Looking very Lance Storm-esque in those Canadian tights he's got on there.
What the hell?
Oh, the Bowden guy thinks he's Bowden. Bowden, he's pulling his hair. Don't punch him. He's got a fucking helmet on. Oh, another fireball. You're right. Jerry Lawler loves some fireballs, Glenn.
He does.
And not like fireball shots. Watch this. Woo! Very strange stuff. So they beat the Eliminators, and Sid's going to keep making his way through Memphis. Next week, we're going to see him face a few WWF superstars while in Memphis. I'm not going to tell you whom or who, but one of them's from the dark side. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you who the other one is, but one of them is from the dark side.
The thing is I'm surprised that Sid went from WWF to Memphis because the ties are so strong. You would have thought that they would have made a way of keeping him on both, wouldn't you?
Well, he came from WCW over to Memphis, but yeah. But I get what you mean, and I'm pretty sure that towards 1995, he's going to be working for WWF and still making shots in Memphis because I think because like you said, the ties are like we heard some promos from Jerry Lawler where he talks about how he's working dates for the WWF. So Memphis is basically a territory for the WWF.
Yeah.
So it's not a surprise that he'll be facing.
It's Jerry Lawler's pet little project that Vince lets him out, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, well, I mean, we can help each other on this. So why don't we do that? Yeah. But that is going to be it for the 26th edition. We will see you next week for the 27th edition. But first, we're going to have Glenn tell you goodbye.
Goodbye.
For all the skeptics and all the people that have a little bit of... Let me do this again.
Oh, it's live, pal.
And I have half the brain that you do.
Trying to make me look like a jackass.